fair to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
And the Olympics continues. I imagine they're on screens around the country, around Melbourne. And it's great because I needed something to break up our television watching in our house, and particularly through lockdown. It started with obviously the girls, so Trixie's 8 and Daisy's just turned 2. So their entertainment comes first as far as I'm concerned. I don't watch anything that I want to watch. Mm. But what's happened is, so we've had obviously Bluey was on nonstop for about a year. And then Daisy discovered the Wiggles. Now, Trixie never really discovered the Wiggles.
Yeah, we're never
so
Wiggles.
So we weren't a Wiggles family. Daisy stumbled upon the Wiggles, and now it's every day, Iggle, 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 Iggle. She wants Iggle. The Wiggles. Wiggle, or Booey, Booey, Booey. So I have to keep putting the Wiggles on. So I've been watching the Wiggles now. I mentioned this to you maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I said, guys, I've discovered this great new band, the Wiggles. I really love them. No, but I didn't realise, because I'm not a child and that their entertainment wasn't directed at me, I didn't realise how much I would love them. So we have back-to-back Wiggles. And now it seems like Daisy's even gone, can I have Booey or something else?
I'm done.
But I'm done.
I'm not, though.
You want a CD? I've got it in my car.
Yes.
It's being played all the time, this CD. Whenever Charlie's in the car, Wiggle CD, Wiggle. That's why I eat schnitty wraps every day and shreds off, because I hear about fruit salad from the Wiggles.
You can't make friends with salad. I feel that you're more of a visual. You like watching everything. If you just heard the music, you wouldn't be such a fan. Like, if you heard it in the car, it'd turn you off a bit.
Oh,
but you like all of it together.
I love what
like
you're saying. But so when just I leave work, sometimes it's on from the day before. So I just listen to the Wiggles all the way home. Or I found myself yesterday, I looked for it. I actually, at my age, I actively opened my iPhone and I was flicking through to find Wiggles to put that on so I could sing it on the way home by myself with no children in the car. So what's happened there? Like, I am the Wiggles fan. Daisy needs a break.
Well, it's a good band to get into because if you've seen their discography, they're putting out about 3 albums a year, which is pretty easy to do when you just sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star again.
I really love them. Wow. I'm right into them. And I don't look, if anyone else is prepared to join me in this conversation, 131060, I would love to hear from adults that watch children's shows by themselves. Like, it's that, and it's the parents who go, I know the kids are in bed, but I'm going to keep watching this. Ben and Holly, I will happily watch an episode of Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom by myself.
No idea what that is.
Oh,
I know.
Really?
I've got some mates of mine with no kids that'll watch Bluey on a Sunday afternoon. They've had a big Saturday, and on a Sunday, they're feeling a bit Bluey. they're a little bit dark, and they said they want Bluey on because it's so positive and fun. That it'll make up for that serotonin loss.
Lulu used to sleep in our bed for a long time too. She was, not like that long ago.
Yeah.
And we always watched a show together as we went to sleep. We always watched a show. So I'm not allowed to watch her kids' show without her. She always says, Dad, you can't watch it without me.
Right, yes. So what shows?
Law & Order SUV.
Yeah, okay, adult show.
SVU.
SVU, yeah. It's her favourite show. I can't watch it without her.
See, I know. Again, not necessarily targeted at kids though, is it?
Fire!
Jodie from Doncaster. Hi, Jodie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jodie. Are you someone who watches children's entertainment without the kids around?
I didn't. My kids are a bit older now, but I used to find that the Wiggles was the only thing I could watch all day and not go insane.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it was the one out of all of them. The others were good, but I could watch the Wiggles over and over again. There was something magical about it, and I would end up watching it alone.
Wow.
And this was when it was kind of the old Wiggles.
Also before Emma, Lockie and Simon.
Yes, yes. Just
Jeff,
there was something about it.
Good luck trying to explain Jeff to a new child. Yeah, I wasn't always Lockie, mate. There was a bloke called Jeff.
Wake up, Jeff.
Who Jeff? Jeff. Yeah. Who Jeff? He's real, and he was sleepy.
Yeah. Ellie, thank you, Jodie. Ellie in St Auburn. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Ellie. Are you into children's entertainment as an adult?
Oh, definitely.
What are you watching?
So we actually watch a YouTube channel. It's called Super Simple. It's a Canadian group, and they've got, millions of followers. And the catchy song's like 18 month old, applauses after every song, and he sings the melody, but he can't talk yet, but he'll sing the melody of it. And to the point where my husband and I get the song stuck in our head at work and we start singing it at work.
And what is it, Mr. Simple?
Super Simple. Amazing. Yeah, they sing songs for brushing your teeth, getting dressed, like everything that's good for kids to learn. And he's been listening to it since he was born.
Gee.
Get onto that, Poxy.
I'll have a look at that
today. Sounds good. I might even have a crack at that.
Yeah.
Is Dorothy the Dalmatian still going?
The dinosaur. Hey, yeah. How's this for
Dorothy
a little factoid?
Dorothy the Dalmatian.
Because then I do other weird things. Like I start jumping on Wikipedia and looking up all the Wiggles.
Yeah. You're deep diving on the Wiggles.
I deep dive on the Wiggles. Geez. So Dorothy the dinosaur married Simon.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, how's that?
Wow.
Yeah, Simon's married to Dorothy the dinosaur.
I got nude with the yellow Wiggle.
I knew
you
it.
Got what?
I got nude with Sam, the yellow Wiggle.
That was the old red Wiggle.
Yellow Wiggle, I think he was.
No, he was red.
He was yellow. I spent a fair bit of time with him. Yeah,
well, yeah
he was. Well, whichever colour it was, neither one.
On the day of the function, he was neither.
All right.
So I'd hang out with a Wiggle.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether Sam.
He was an original Wiggle.
Don't think he ended well though. I don't think we refer to Sam as the Wiggle.
Oh God! Why not?
I know. There's a bit of controversy there.
Mate, yeah, because
I'm telling you though, the Wiggles.
I've heard Sam's version.
Yeah.
And it's not good on the other Wiggle.
Well, I love the Wiggles, so I won't hear about it.
Zamel the camel.
Zamel the camel. He, to be honest,
Zamel the camel.
Captain Feathersword's my absolute favourite.
What's the camel
do? I
love
him.
Did he just get introduced?
The camel does that.
And that's it. I played you that audio before.
I've never watched it, mate.
You can grab that. It's somewhere in there. We played it like a couple of weeks ago.
I know it's not in the Wiggles house. A concussion protocol. Because Zamel has hit his head.
Never seen Fee get so like angry at me. And it's over Wiggles. It's unbelievable.
Hey, wait for this, guys. Magnum Wayne, our friend in Crib Point. Wayne, hi.
Hello, CC7 Nick, how are you?
Good for people playing along at home. Magnum Wayne ate 18 Magnums in a day. So we are...
16.
Sorry, 16. I've given you too much credit there. Wayne, are you watching children's entertainment on your own?
I certainly are. Now, everyone, now Fev will probably watch this too. You can't beat. The Wiggles aren't much on this fella. You got to have Shaun the Sheep.
Oh, yeah. Shaun the Sheep. I'm Shaun the Sheep.
Got to have. How's the dog, Fev?
Yeah, mate. Shaun the Sheep's the best.
What's his jingle again, Wayne?
Oh, I can't remember.
I'm Shaun the Sheep.
I'm Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep. Yeah, Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep. I can't get into Shaun. There's no words.
Not much of a jingle.
No, they just... And
what about the three pigs, Fev? The three pigs. Oh. The three pigs, mate.
No, there's no talking.
They're like,
though,
no, they're like,
play, the
they're like little bits of Play-Doh that are all being put together, and they can see the strings, and they're.
I'm sure the sheep.
And you got the dog with the whistle that keeps the sheep under control.
Always
on their naughty ass.
Hey,
they bake, they sing, they. Oh my God, I love it.
Magnum Wayne's had a brain freeze. Too much ice cream. If you're picking that over the Wiggles, come on.
We learn more and more about you, Wayne. And for people who may not know Zamel the camel that Nick was referring to, Wayne, you may even want to get around Zamel the camel.
So let's all say, hi, Zamel.
That's
twinkle,
all he does.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Let's move on quick.
Beautiful, Zamel. How I wonder what you...
I don't know
what
what's
a
happening.
Show. The Wiggles.
101.9 The Fox. Fifi Feather Nix.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Small business.
Yes, Melbourne, we love helping you out, particularly small businesses that have been doing it tough. I was going to say just recently because of the lockdown, but let's be honest, there were lockdowns before that have really made it difficult. And we thought what we could do for you if you are struggling, we could write your commercial ads and play them on the radio. We're reaching about 500,000 people a week here in Melbourne and Victoria. So there's a lot of ears that can hear about your small business, and we're personally writing the ads. I mean, I was going to say that's sort of a money can't buy experience, but maybe money wouldn't even want to buy it.
Yeah.
So it's, but they're unique. I mean, here's a little, if you've missed any of our commercials, here's a montage of how they've sounded.
www.wickedflames with a Z.
Get to Jock and Mac for coffees and snacks and more and more and more and more. Get to Jock and Mac. for coffees and snacks and more.
That's the way it's gonna be, little puppy. We'll be cutting your hair, yeah.
Dog grooming there in Taylor's Lakes. Now, if you do want us to write commercials for your businesses, DM us, write into our comments on social media. We'll try to get back to you. Obviously, we're trying to get through all the ads. There's quite a few to get through. But today we've got John from Bay City Scuba in Lara on the line. Hey, John.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Scuba John.
Great, John. Now, Nick Cody, he's going to write you a commercial ad today. John, what would you like from Nick?
Oh, geez. Well, you know, obviously Nick's a bit of a comedian, so maybe you put a light-hearted spin on going down.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
John, I've very rarely seen Nick speechless. You actually got him a beauty.
That is awesome. you've actually thrown me off there. That's incredible.
Which bit got you? You're a bit of a comedian or about going down?
It's got to be that bit, Fev. Normally the business owner, normally a comedian would pitch that and a business owner would say, absolutely not. But John has, that is great.
And John, good, your partner, Sarah, she's nominated you in your business. Shout out to Sarah. But also, what could Nick put in the commercial? What are some key points you'd like to communicate to our wonderful listeners?
Well, obviously we teach everything from snorkeling all the way through to technical diving and cave diving. We have our own charter vessels, so we run out of Queenscliff there and basically go and experience all of what Port Phillip Bay has to offer, but also the amazing diving that's available out through Bass Strait as well.
Oh, beautiful!
Oh, wow!
Let's get down to diving.
Not your turn
already. I know. Yeah.
Pipe down.
Sorry, bit of a comedian.
No, that's a good one, Fev. So you do scuba, snorkeling, free diving. People can get their license.
Yep. So we offer all levels of training for those disciplines of diving.
Hey, Johnny boy, I've just been reading your bio. Now, your best friend Richard Harris. No, this is a good flex. You taught him how to dive. He was one of the rescuers in the Thai cave rescue.
Now, it wasn't actually me who taught him to dive. It was actually a very, very good mate of mine who actually works at the store, Chris Law. So, yeah, we are good friends, but I actually didn't teach him to dive. It was my good mate Chris taught him to dive.
Well, that's not what I'm going to put in the ad, John. So once it's in a jingle, mate, you get to claim it.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story, eh?
No.
Absolutely not.
Now, John, Nick's got an hour to do that. We'll be in touch in an hour and with your brand new commercial ad.
Looking forward to it, guys. Love it.
Bay City Scuba in Lara. That's near Avalon. If you are interested, contact John.
101.9 The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Nix.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Small business.
We're boosting small businesses because they need our support. And the way we can get around you guys and help is by giving you commercial time on the radio, reaching hundreds of thousands of people every day, every week, and handwriting your commercial ads. So Fev, Nick and myself will write the commercial ads for you. Head to our social media, DM us, slide in wherever you like on our socials, leave us comments, and we will try to write you ads. Now, Nick, you were given the challenge today to write an ad for John from Bay City Scuba there in Lara near Avalon. John's back on the line. Hey, John.
How you doing, guys?
We're good, John.
John, I've got your ad ready, mate.
Righto.
Now, I've gone a classic again. The last one I did was the other day. I did an ad for Jock and Mac Cafe. Mm-hmm. Right, it was a song parody of Hit the Road, Jack. But last week, I did an ad for maintenance, plastering and painting. And that was, I love the 90s ads, the classic 90s, the Melbourne, just the iconic ads. And that one I used Ken Bruce. But for your ad today, John, for Bay City Scuba, I've got another 90s classic ad, which was Pick Apart.
Don't leave that car just sitting in a heap. Come to Pick Apart, where everything's cheap. Secondhand parts for secondhand cars, from a door to a wheel or a bumper bar. Now at Pick Apart, there's nothing on the shelf because you bring your tools and do it all yourself.
Good tune.
You'll never forget it.
No.
Yeah,
You'll never forget that tune. And it fits in perfectly, John, with Bay City Scuba. Here's your ad.
Scuba dive, 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 scuba dive.
Come to Bay City Scuba for memories you'll keep. There's heaps to see. The ocean's real deep. Now at Bay City Scuba, John and Sarah's there to help. If you've never been before, you can't do it by yourself. Snorkel or free diving, you'll be right. Dive gear, service charters, got heaps on site.
Scuba dive, 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 scuba dive.
Get to baycityscuba.com or on Instagram at Bay City Scuba.
Bay City Scuba. That's one of the lines there, John. The ocean's real deep. That has thrown fever.
I didn't hear anything else. That was the best. The ocean's real deep.
John, you did a good job. That was fantastic. That's did you like it, John?
Ad. Oh, that is awesome. That is absolutely spot on.
It's a proper ad. Great.
It is an actual proper ad. Like you, yeah. Nick.
People pay big money for that.
I know. See, I feel like...
Nick's going to get us out of a job.
I feel like Fev and I just cram in, like, websites. Like, we try to cram in the websites, don't we? I've got to drop the www. Oh,
no, you don't.
Beth just does two W's.
John, well, that's your commercial ad. We're going to send that to you that so you brilliant. Can share it and use it for free advertising. And also, we're going to give you $1,000 to help your small business along there at Bay City Scuba.
That is awesome, guys. Look, we are so, so happy that you guys have come and given us a shout out. That has been absolutely fantastic.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
No and need to look for that underwater treasure today, mate. We're just going to send you a grand. Straight
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, one thing we do need to watch is magpie season. And it's always hard to know from when I was a kid wearing a stack hat around the backyard because I didn't want to get swooped by magpies. It's hard to know how to deal with magpies.
Swoop, there it is. Swoop, there it is.
Oh, God, it's got my eye.
So we thought we would turn to our resident magpie expert, Mister. And she has her own intro.
Dr. Grunya, what do we do when a wild animal's attacking you?
Dr. Grunya Cleary, wildlife ecologist based here in Melbourne. Thank you for joining us again, Dr. Grunya.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love being on with you mad lot, teaching you how to watch your birds.
Now, Grunya, we've covered this off with you before, but it's a new year. Yes, it's a new season.
New listeners.
Tell people what we can do to protect ourselves from magpies.
Okay, first of all, they're not out to get you. The magpies don't want to kill you. All the magpies want to do is have a peaceful life and raise their young. But we interfere. So the magpies will then kind of like take it out on us. So one of the good things to do is remember that it's usually a male that will do it. And he's just doing it because he's trying to protect his missus who is sitting on the eggs. So one thing to do is just kind of respect the magpie. Look it in the eye. Say to it, good day, Mr. Magpie. Make friends with it because they do remember you. We know they remember faces. So if you're a bit of an ass to the magpie, he'll watch for you and then we'll come and get you. So I suppose they are kind of out to get us in some ways.
What do we do,
but
Doctor?
Only if you're mean to them.
Dr. Grunya, I ride a bike around town. What am I meant to go past every large tree with magpies, leave them a little gift or a little card? Hey, magpies, I'm a good bloke.
Some meat.
Exactly. Be respectful. And if you are cycling, think about getting off your bike and just walking purposely but fast through the territory. It's only about 10% of magpies that will actually swoop. And it's usually those magpies that are just really riled up and kind of got a lot of anxiety because they're in a high area where there's a lot of people. So just try to be kind to them and give them the space they need to raise their young.
So, Doc, often we see some people riding around the city and we see it in all our parks. They've got a stack hat with straws coming out.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing to do or no?
Well, that can be good because it stops the bird making contact with your helmet. So it is a good idea to do it. But at the same time, you do look like a bit of a twat, in my opinion.
That's what the doctor called me.
100%.
Dr. Grunya, there's a book. I've got a 2-year-old Charlie. I read him a book called Waddle Giggle Gargle by Pamela Allen. Have you heard of this kid's book before?
I've heard of her, but not the book.
So it's about a magpie. There's this magpie nest in the street, and the boy and his grandparents have to get to school and to work and to the library, but the bird keeps swooping them. So they just make this massive contraption. Sorry, spoiler alert for the people that haven't read it. A massive contraption making heaps of noise and everything to keep the magpie at bay. Do you think that's a good lesson for the kids?
No, that isn't. And this is the thing. We were so dramatic about our birds. But, like, no, that's just increasing the kind of wariness of them and kind of the fear of them. No, most magpies are absolutely fine. It's just those few that kind of give everyone else the bad name. Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
This, you rotten apples.
This is good. So, and I love this. What I've taken out of this, Dr. Gronya, is we've got eye contact, make friends with them. They do remember your face, though. So if you do lose your temper, you may need to move suburbs.
Exactly, because they will remember you and they're very long-lived. So it's often the same magpie each year.
How often do they live for, Doc?
They can live for a long time. They can live up to 20 years and they'll often hold the same territory. Wow. But a lot of times they'll die before them, you know, because life is hard. But they'll hold the territory throughout that time and they'll only do it during the breeding season. But that magpie that's swooping you during breeding season, he's watching you throughout the year. And, you know, he knows when you've been naughty and nice.
So, Doc, I think last year we do have a lot of new listeners now. I think you said that if you do, like in that book, walk to school and you're a kid and you have a bird that swoops, you said maybe feed them some meat or have something for them?
Yeah, so what you can do is give the bird a little gift. Birds are fairly logical. If the bird knows you like it, it will like you. So by giving it a little present, like a little bit of meat or a bit of mealworms, you'll often be able to make friends with the bird and he'll stop swooping you because he won't see you as a threat anymore. So this is a really good idea for birds that are local in your area that that's swooping you a lot. Just go up to it and look it in the eye and, you know, and let it know that you're presenting it with a gift. Eye contact is very important with birds.
But then, Gronya, wouldn't they harass you like a seagull? Like, I don't want them following me everywhere.
No, they won't. They won't. They'll stay in that territory. But, let's give them a wide space because they are having a tough time with the bushfires and the droughts that have been happening. So they might be, a little bit more anxious to make sure they lay their eggs.
But we can't stress enough. So look a magpie in the eye, but not a magpie supporter because they are aggressive. They will go you.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a whole different thing, the magpie supporters. No. You don't want to go near them now.
Don't
worry. You have my permission to kick them. Tigers all the way.
Most of the hierarchy, the magpies have been
cleared out.
They've been culled.
Dr. Gronya Cleary, we love you. And for people who want more info, you can contact Dr. Gronya. Head to www.gronyacleary.com. And I am going to spell your name, Dr. Gronya, for people who aren't familiar with
your beautiful Irish name.
Graine.
That's it. It looks like grainy.
Dr. Gronya.
I think, Doc, you wouldn't see this, but your name's up on our computer screens. And I think our producer, Darcy, has spelled it Gronya.
That's the phonetic spelling.
That's the phonetic. That's what it gets spelled over here.
That's the Irish bogan spelling.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Gronya.
My pleasure. Anytime,
see you,
guys.
Doc.
Have a great day.
You too.
101.9 The Fox.
The Bulldogs. Sons of the West, red, white and blue, on fire, number one on the ladder. Look at us go. Yeah. Look at the doggies.
Fee's such a great supporter. We're number one on the ladder.
Yeah.
Never been said before of anyone on top of the ladder.
but the number one draft pick is Jamara Ugle-Hagan.
Yes.
Did I say his name right? I think I did. Ugle-Hagan,
yeah.
Ugle or Ugle?
Yeah. I say Ugle.
Ugle. Jamara, also your potential son-in-law, because dating Mia, your daughter.
Yes, they're very.
Now he did an article on the weekend.
He did,
and a wonderful article, and well
Shocked
done,
me.
Mara. You smashed this out of the park. Great, all about his life, how he's experienced his time at the Western Bulldogs, but also his family life, and he described Brendan Favola as a second dad.
Yeah.
Who has been a key influence on his football this year. Look at you guys.
It was interesting on Sunday morning when I woke up, because I would wake up early, as we do, and I'd always go through the paper, and it said that the headline was, it's great to have Fev as a dad. I was like, oh, God, what's happening?
Pressure's on.
Jeez, I was nervous. The sweats got up because I didn't know what the article was, so I clicked on it. And it was a beautiful article, but I did think, wonder what his dad thinks about that.
Yeah. Well, he said second.
If he'd said...
Like, Fev's my dad.
No, but the headline just said dad. And then when you go into the article, it says second dad. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. Well, see, that's on the...
it's on the journo.
The journo and the
but
paper.
But it's a beautiful article. He spoke really lovely about Mia and about how I've been teaching him a few things, a few tricks of the trade. We've been going over to the Sandringham Footy Club and doing some goal kicking and doing some kicking and stuff.
My favourite line in here, and I want to read it because people don't know this about you, says when they are not going out for dinner, former restaurant owner Brendan Favola. I mean, of all the things to describe you as, former restaurant owner.
Well, did have a restaurant.
Brendan Favola is often doing the cooking.
Yeah, I do the cooking. I cook most nights.
No, I know you do.
Plate,
but I know, but it could have said former AFL player or radio personality. It says former restaurant owner, Brendan Favola.
Well, sometimes, Boxer, you got to have more strings to your bow. And I've got a lot of strings. And when it comes to cooking, I can be a restaurant owner because I did have a restaurant called Fellini.
That's in the Jordan doco. What was it called? The 30 for 30?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan documentary. They interviewed Barack Obama and his thing was former Chicago resident.
Yeah.
He's got a few other things. It's like former restaurant owner.
Yeah, I had a nice little restaurant down there on Toorak Road.
Did you ever jump into the kitchen at
Fellini? We did. I didn't cook because we had our chefs. And I'll tell you one thing. Talking about that restaurant, and it was actually a beautiful moment. A couple of weeks ago, I was walking in Southland and this lovely man came up to me and said, "Oh my God, Fev, I love you on the radio. I listen to the Fox every morning." I don't know if you remember me, but I was a chef at your restaurant. And I go, "Oh my God, I reckon." I'm like, "Oh my God, how are you, mate?" He goes, "So good." He goes, "I haven't seen you for so long, but I wanted to say thank you. You've changed my life." And I go, "What?" And he goes, "Well, you know the young girl that was worked at the restaurant and she was a waitress. I met her 3 months after we started dating 3 or 4 months after she worked there. Now we have 3 beautiful kids and we're married."
Oh, isn't
and he
that
said,
beautiful?
"If you never had that restaurant and hired me, because he didn't have a job, they wouldn't be together and now he's got his 3 kids. And I was like, "Oh, it's beautiful."
Oh, that is.
Love maker, Fev.
What I was
that's the new one.
Well, the people that owned it with us took all their money and it cost us it's tough.
Not a fun one. Oh,
sorry. So your story back to him, not as good.
Yeah, not as good. I'm glad I changed your life. It's stuffed mine for a bit.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
And another reason to love being home. It's still winter, let's be honest. You want to be watching some television. Well, Rosehaven Season 5 premieres Wednesday the 4th of August at 9 p.m. on ABC and iView. We can't wait for this and we can't wait to speak to our friend. We haven't spoken to him for so long, Luke McGregor. Luke, welcome back to the show.
Hello, thank you. I'm ready to win $1 million.
Luke, just hearing your voice got me happy then.
Isn't he the best bloke?
You are. How are you? How have you been the last couple of weeks? Have you been staying at home? Oh, well, obviously you have. What have you been doing at home?
I think my mood during Melbourne's lockdown was like a 6 out of 10 on average, but all my hobbies are video game related, so I was probably better equipped than most to deal with it. my lifestyle didn't change. I just lost the option of going outside.
Now, Luke, since you were last on our show, we booted Byron, got rid of him, and we got one of your best mates, another ranger.
Two rangers on the radio.
Got any good stories about our good friend Nick Cody? Because he's the best.
Yeah, no, Nick and I, obviously we catch up at the annual Ranger meeting. and the council was so happy to see, you know, another Ranger entering the media to spread our influence.
Obviously, big indoor event, Bev, the meeting of the Rangers.
It would have been outside.
Windows closed, it's true.
Mate, how does it feel? You got this. Is this the final season of Rosehaven coming up?
I'm unemployed, buddy. Good. It was nice to end it when we wanted to end it, but mostly because we were out of stories and we didn't have anything else. Just
now, can you do a spin-off like Joey from Friends?
I reckon we'll launch a. We'll launch a video game and then we'll do a line of action figures. We'll be raking in the merch dollars for a long time.
Now, did you boys had your own Channel 31 show, is that right? When we're starting out?
We did, yeah. Nick and I were both on the same Channel 31 TV show. And then had a massive falling out and went our separate ways.
Was it a creative split or creative differences?
No, we... Nick ate my yogurt out of the fridge, so I left.
That was it?
Yeah. Like, you'll never work with me again.
Well, the yogurt did have redheads only.
Yeah, it is. That's true. I should have labeled it more specifically.
Should have put Luke on. Hey, mate. Now, last time I reckon we had you on the show, we tried to set you up because we're in a bubble. Remember we did the old, we tried to set Luke up because we were in the bubble, we're in lockdown, and we're trying to do lockdown catch-ups. How is your love life going, Luke?
To be fair, you setting me up was just you trying to kiss me the whole time I was on radio. good. I've started dating again, but it's weird. You see, I've only been doing like walking coffees with masks on.
Yeah.
I've got my first like actually go for a drink with someone tomorrow. So fingers crossed, married soon.
Yeah. And McGregor, I don't know. Oh, you posted this on Instagram, so I don't feel bad saying it. McGregor's gone like the Hollywood grill. He's like teeth a flash. He's gone a bit.
You've had your teeth
La La Land. So is the mask? Are you spewing? Are you like, why don't I get all this done?
Oh mate, I use a see-through plastic one so I can still sort of show them off. It's fine. it's weird being this handsome now and still awkward. I don't know. Yeah.
Good.
Good luck on your date.
Yeah, this is it. I always want to touch base with you later in the week. Although traditionally, Luke, would you agree when we get involved in your love life, it's not always the optimum outcome?
No, I'm happy to report back.
Great.
I don't want you guys there on the date, but I'm happy to report back.
Was it a Tinder or what sort of date? How did you meet?
I was on Bumble.
Bumble.
Yeah, and my photo is me wearing a Ghostbusters proton pack, so I'm after a very specific type of
legend.
We'll touch base with you, Luke. It's so good to hear your voice, and we're so pumped. Rose Haven, Season 5, Wednesday, August the 4th. Put that in the diary, 9 p.m, ABC and iView, and we will get you on again to find out how this Bumble date went.
Thanks for having me, too.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, I had a nice day yesterday on a Wednesday. My 2.5-year-old Charlie goes to daycare, so race time. Dropped him off there. Got home, hopped on the couch with the little bub. He was asleep. And one of the streaming services I haven't really gotten into, but I figure now I should because the kids will grow up pretty quickly, is Disney Plus.
Oh, I love Disney Plus.
We talked to Disney Plus. There's so many great things on Disney Plus. You got this.
Oh, yes.
The classics.
Yes.
Lion King. You got this as well. Let it
go. Oh,
Frozen.
One and two.
But the reason I was watching Disney Plus yesterday is because my favourite show of all time is being shown on Disney Plus alongside things like The Lion King and Frozen. This show.
Brand new air crash continues to shed light on more high-profile disasters and asks, how can we prevent them from ever happening again?
Eight seasons of air crash investigations on Disney Plus. I am wrapped. That show is the best. Forget the Olympics. Get on Disney Plus and watch some really incredible events.
What does it go through a back catalogue of air crashes?
Yeah. They're not all bad.
They've got 30 for 30 on there too now, do they?
They've got 30 for 30?
Yeah, they've got. That's why you got it.
I think they...
You got it for the sport.
I think they've realised that adults only will get it. Like, you can put as much kid stuff on there as you want, but you're going to want to see some dunks and some plane crashes because the adults are paying.
Yeah, but I'm paying, and I watch Ice Age 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like, on rotation.
Oh, yeah?
It never stops.
Well, I watched Ice on the Wings 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very different.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9